Thank you for joining us to hear Brother Tommy Ledford and Brother David Clark with The Truth Ministries on the air every Sunday morning at 8:30 here on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB. Follow them on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you'll find information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Truth Ministries radio broadcast. This is David Clark. Glad to be with you again. Looking forward to the word today. I hope that you're up getting ready for church. I hope you are getting ready to prepare your heart for worship and that you are celebrating the birth of Christ as we are entering into the Christmas season, and that you are excited like I am that he is alive, that he came, that he lived and died for our sins, and that he rose and is at the right hand of the Father today. I am going to be reading lots of scripture today, so I'm going to call them out, but if you can't follow around along with me, that's all right. But we're going to be talking about the name of Jesus today. I know next week we're going to be celebrating his birth. We're going to be talking about how he was born and all the Christmas story and all that. But today I want to talk about the name of Jesus. I want to talk about the power that is in the name of Jesus, and how that the name of Jesus is a tool that we've been given as a weapon. It's also a lovely name, that there is none other beside him, and that name is wonderful today. Before we get into the scripture, I want to just quote you a little bit of some song lyrics. One of my favorite songs of all times, out of an old church a paperback book that we sing out of sometimes. It says, "There is a name above all others, wonderful to hear, bringing hope and cheer. It's the lovely name of Jesus, evermore the same. What a lovely name. Through his name, there's wondrous power, power to redeem, making sinners clean. By his power, he cleansed the leper, open blinded eyes, and calls the dead to rise." The chorus says, "What a lovely name, the name of Jesus, reaching higher far than the brightest star. It's sweeter than the songs they sing in heaven. Let the world proclaim, what a lovely name." Now, I know that's simple, but that's one of my favorite songs ever sung in the church. We sing it frequently. And I love it because it is the truest description of the name of Jesus that I have ever heard. When we sing that song, you can watch people as they go to worship, because that song describes how we feel about him in our heart. What a lovely name. What a wonderful and a beautiful and a holy name the name of Jesus is. We're going to look into scripture this morning at what scripture says about the name of Jesus. And because, there's more to the story of the birth of Christ than just him actually being born. His very name is equipped with such power, and that power was given to us. The name of Jesus was given to us for us to have power. His name was also a gift to us. That power is for his church today. Now, the first scripture we're going to read this morning is Acts 4 and 12. Acts 4 and 12 says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is not another name that is able to save us." Now, think about this morning. If I were to walk into anywhere in the world, anywhere, just about anywhere that's got any type of internet or news capability, radio or television, if I walked into anywhere around the world and threw out the name Rockefeller or Kennedy or now Trump or Gates or Vanderbilt, anywhere in the world that you go, those names are recognizable. Someone is going to recognize the power and the influence behind the names. And the reason for that is because there is influence there. There's most of those names, there's wealth there, riches beyond your wildest imagination, power and assets and are things that of notoriety that we remember from the Kennedy family to President Kennedy to President Trump, Bill Gates and his company, and becoming the richest man in the world. Several times I think he's become that. Someone else will beat him, and then he's back at that position again. But those names are recognized everywhere because of the notoriety, because of their fame. But let me tell you something this morning. The name of Jesus ought to be the most famous, most heard of, most broadcast name in the universe. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is, because he is not some multi-billionaire founder of a tech company. He is not the president of the United States, but he's even better than that. He is the King of Glory this morning. He is the Lord of Lords, the highest of the high. He is great today and greatly to be praised. Now, we just read the scripture that tells us in Acts, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now, a lot of names can do things for us today. I could call on charities that are founded by people with big names, and, you know, they may pay your light bill one time for you, or they may send Christmas gifts for your children one year, or they may send you a care package if you're deployed in another country, or something, just a kind gesture. But those names in themselves have no power to save a soul. There's nothing that they can do spiritually for you or I, and there was such a great need for divine intervention in yours and my life. There was a need for a Savior because our sins were so great, the sin debt was so great, we needed a remedy for sin, and that came through Jesus Christ. Now, his name is not popular like a lot of those other names I mentioned. You can go anywhere and you can say the name Bill Gates and people get all excited. If you say some of the Kennedys are coming to town, or if you want to go visit the Biltmore Estate, you can hear all about the Vanderbilts and all of their wealth and everything, the life of luxury that they lived in, and all the beautiful facilities and the grounds and the gardens there. And it's a wonderful place. People get all excited about these big names and Hollywood stars and all the multi billionaires around the world. And, you know, you could go on and on, but listen to me this morning. Not a single one of them can you call in the middle of the night, whenever your body is racked in pain, whenever your baby's fever won't break, whenever you feel rejected and you feel alone and the enemy's coming in like a flood. There's nothing that any of those people can do. There's not enough zeros they can write on a check that can come to your assistance whenever you stand in need of prayer, friends. But the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Let's read that. Proverbs 18 and 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. We've been given a name today, that name of Jesus, who is most holy and most lovely, as the song says. What a lovely name, the name of Jesus. It's all powerful. The name of Jesus is a weapon of our warfare. We can call on that name. We can plead his name. We can claim victory through his name because of the price he paid, because of who he is. He's our Lord today, a strong tower, a refuge in time of trouble. He is our Savior today, Jesus Christ. That name, friends, that name this morning is the difference between life and eternal death. You hear me? That name this morning, I know that it's becoming less and less popular to say that name. And I'll tell you this, I was asked to pray yesterday, Friday at a work event. We had a holiday lunch there, and there's multi nationalities, different religions represented, different countries represented, but just like I would any other time, I stood up and said the blessing over the food, and I prayed in this most holy name of Jesus Christ. Why would somebody do that? Because, friends, there is no other name that is worthy to be prayed in. There's no other name that has the power that this name of Jesus has today. We need to recognize that the power in the name of Jesus is all that we need. We don't need everything else that the world has to offer. We simply need the name of Jesus. Now let's read on here. Philippians 2:9-11 says, "Wherefore God hath also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." There is coming a day, everyone that refuses him now, everyone that mocks him now, everyone that will not believe in him now, they will bow to this most holy name of Jesus. They will revere the name of Jesus. He is the Lamb of God, the treasure of heaven that was given for our sins, the sacrifice for the sins of many. He is the Lamb of God today, and in his name there is power. It's the highest name. It's the highest place you could possibly put a name, that name of Jesus. He is exalted today. His name has all power and all authority. So let me ask you a question. When you run into hard times, when you run into times where you don't know what to do, have you ever been there? I've been there, not knowing what to do, where to turn, who to tell. There's things that I can't tell anybody. There's things that I can't just call up somebody and explain how I feel, but I can call on the name of Jesus. I can go to him anytime, any place. I can say that wonderful, beautiful name of Jesus over and over again, and I can feel the stress begin to decrease. I can feel the peace of God begin to fill my heart. That name of Jesus has power. Everything in heaven and in earth is subject to the lordship of Jesus Christ. I said everything is subject to the lordship of Jesus Christ. There's not a storm in hell. There's not a tempest. There's not fiery darts. There's not an attack on your soul. There's not a devil or a demon that roams this earth that is not subject to this great name. I'm talking about this most holy name of Jesus. And friends, this name was given to us for us to be able to claim the victory through the name of Jesus. This name was given to the church that we can profess him and we can declare him. We can live Jesus through our mortal bodies to this earth, and we can come to God in his name, and the blood covering of Christ is on our life, and when we pray, he's interceding on our behalf to the Father. I go to God in prayer in this wonderful name of Jesus, and he hears me and he answers me, because when he looks down on me, he sees the blood covering of his dear son. He sees the payment for sin, and so he honors my prayer. The Bible said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. When I pray in the name of Jesus, I'm living Christ through my life. I'm living according to the word of God. My life is exemplary of Christ and his example. So when I pray in his name, the Father recognizes the Son, and he grants the petition, because he will honor the name of Jesus. That name is a strong tower. Have you ever needed a strong tower to run into and to be safe from all the tempests of hell? Have you ever needed a refuge from the storm? I mean, things are just spiraling out of control. Everything, everywhere you turn, it seems like everything you put your hand to, it falls apart in front of you. Every time you take a step, it seems like the floor falls out beneath you. You're just tumbling in turmoil struggling through this utter chaos of life, nowhere to turn, nobody to help you, but then you call on the name of Jesus, and his very name is an anchor in a world of chaos. When things are spinning out of control, you can declare his name this morning and hold on for dear life, and the name of Jesus will be your strong tower that you can run into, and you will be safe. The name of Jesus is powerful today. Listen to me. Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. And Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Friends, the name of Jesus is given unto the church that we may perform the same works that Jesus performed. The name of Jesus is given so that we can see the same miracles that Jesus performed, so that we can see the same results when he prayed, what he saw when he prayed. I can see those results, friends. This name of Jesus is no different now than it was back when he walked this earth, friend. I can go to God in prayer through this name of Jesus, and every devil in hell is subject to the power thereof because of his name. It's not in my power. It's not in my works. It's not in my goodness. It's not by might or by power. It's by my spirit, saith the Lord. It's through the name of Jesus. This wonderful, holy name of Jesus has all power. Listen, there's been time, friends, when I did not know what to say. There's been times that I did not know what to pray. There's been times when I've been torn in my spirit. I've been upset and downcast. I've been discouraged, friends. I've been at the bottom before. Maybe you failed God. Maybe you've fallen short. Maybe you were unsure. Maybe you didn't know how to face situations before you, but then you call on the name of Jesus, and in the middle of all the turmoil, he is a tower of refuge. He is a strength. He is a stay in the day of trouble. He is the anchor that never moves. He's the rock that cannot be shaken, friends. There is power in the name of Jesus, and this name was given for me and you. This name was given for us and for our children. This name of Jesus ought to be known everywhere. Everybody ought to know who he is, friends. This name of Jesus is all powerful. Mark 16 and 15 says, And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Somebody say amen to me there. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Mark chapter 16, 15, 17 through 20 declares, declares unto us that if we believe in the name of Jesus, if we are born again and we go to God in prayer through this name of Jesus, that we will see healing, that we will see demons cast out, we will see restoration, we will see redemption, we will see the blinded eyes open. Friends, let me tell you something. There is just as much power in the name of Jesus right now as there has ever been in the past. There has never been a time when we need to recognize that the name of Jesus ought to be declared to the uttermost part of the earth. What we need now in 2019 and going into this new year is a declaration of the name of Jesus everywhere we go. Let his name be written on our forehead. Let his name be written on the doorpost. Let his name be broadcast everywhere we go. Let us cry and shout the name of Jesus. Let us declare that we live for him and that he lives with us, that the world may know him, friends. Believe it or not, this life of a Christian is not about you, and it's not about me. It's not about my righteousness. It's not about how good that I can be. It's not about how holy that I think I am. It is about Jesus Christ. This name of Jesus was given to us. This name of Jesus was given to us to have power. Friends, we can have power over the enemy of our soul through this name. If you don't know where to turn, life is out of control, you need deliverance in your life, you need a healing in your body, you need an answer from God, you go to him in the name of Jesus, friends, and watch God turn that situation around for you. Try it and see if it doesn't work for you. There is power in the name of Jesus, and that name was given to us. He was sent for us. Jesus was God's gift to humanity to save us and deliver us, but not just so we can go to heaven, friends. He gave us power through that name so that we don't have to live a defeated life. I don't have to live not knowing where I'm going when I die. There's power in the name of Jesus. I don't have to walk around and be sick every day of my life. There's power in the name of Jesus. I don't have to be attacked by the enemy every day of my life. There is power in the name of Jesus. I don't have to fear what's going to happen tomorrow because there is power in the name of Jesus. And in that name, there is peace, friends. Listen, and this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Listen, we're not just talking to some figment of our imagination in the sky today. I'm not talking to a statue. I'm not talking to some made up fictional character. There's a God in heaven who's listening to my every cry. He's listening to my every need. He's counting every tear, and he's bottling them up when they fall out of my eyes, onto my cheeks, friends. He's paying attention. And listen to me. When I go to him in the name of his dear Son, who he gave for the salvation of the world, when I pray in the name of Jesus, God Almighty's going to move in my behalf. He's going to honor the prayer that is prayed through the name of his dear Son. Whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. When we follow God's order for prayer, when we follow God's order for requesting and petitioning, God will grant our request today. God will move on our behalf today if we go to him in the name of Jesus. Now, we've got to be careful here. We can't go to him in somebody else's name. I can't pray to nobody else. I can't pray to saints and angels. I can't pray to loved ones that have gone on. I can't try to communicate with the dead and ask them to help me. That's witchcraft, friend. That's paganism and idolatry. God will not honor that prayer, but you can go to God in the name of Jesus Christ. You can call on heaven today. You can declare his word. You can declare the name of Jesus, and you will have the attention of God Almighty. You will have an audience with the King of Heaven today when you go to him in the name of Jesus. Friends, there's no other name today. There's no other name. I'd never want to go to God and declare the name of Vanderbilt, declare the name of Kennedy, declare the name of Donald Trump, declare the name of Bill Gates, declare the name of anybody in Hollywood. What can they do, friend? How can they help me? What assistance can they provide when I need healing for my body? What assistance can they provide when I need an anchor for my soul? When hell's screaming 1,000 things in my mind, whenever the enemy's coming in like a flood, when he's trying to set traps for me to cause me to fall, when he's trying to come in and derail me and sidetrack me and coming against the ministry and trying to fight and lie and war against us. Friend, the adversary roams about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But I know the lion tamer today. His name is Jesus. I said his name is Jesus. He's given us his great name. He's given us his authority. He's given us that power that we can come against the powers of darkness. You just begin to declare his name. Sister Broughton at our church, a lot of you may know her, a saint of God, if there ever was one. Sometimes, I remember in my childhood, she'd get up to sing sometimes. There's just a little song she'd sing, and she'd sing it about as soft as you can imagine. It simply says, "Whisper Jesus, I love you, Jesus. Heaven's peace will flood your soul. Whisper Jesus, I love you, Jesus. Heaven's peace will flood your soul." But I used to listen to that song when I was a child and didn't think much of it. But now as an adult, I've sang it a couple of times myself. I've walked around the house singing that song, just whispering his name, because I've come to realize that I don't have to scream and shout. I don't have to let out a banshee war cry. I don't have to go out in war paint and make myself look like I'm some type of a warrior, just screaming and yelling the name of Jesus so people think I'm crazy. Sometimes in the stillness of the night, all I've got to do is just say, "Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, there's nobody else I can call on. Jesus, you're my refuge. Jesus, you're my strength. You're my rock. Jesus, you're my healer. Jesus, you're my deliverer." And after a while, I begin to feel the peace of God as it settles in over me, friend, and the storm ceases. It rolls out there away from me, and I feel the weight lifted, and I feel the burden get lighter, and I feel like I could go on a little further. I feel like I could press on a little bit farther. Why, friend? Because that name is not an ordinary name. It's not like when I name my children and I just say their name haphazardly. It's not the name like you would give somebody that you were referring to in royalty here on the earth. That name of Jesus has unlimited power. It has unmatched authority. There's nobody else higher than him. There's nobody else that can defeat him. He's unmatched. He's unparalleled. The name of Jesus is a strong tower that the righteous can run into and are safe. Friend, I want to tell you, if you don't know him today, you can know him. If you don't know Jesus, you can know him today. Call on that great name and he will save you. If you're a saint of God and you need him, now's the time. He's listening. Call on that wonderful name of Jesus. I'm out of time here. I love you. I'm praying for you. Come on back next week, Sunday morning, 8:30, for our Christmas edition of this program. I'm looking forward to it. I pray you all have a blessed day in the Lord. I love you. See you next week. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to hear Brother Tommy and Brother David this Sunday. Follow them on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you'll find information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and may God bless you.